raised me on riddles and trances. Fat back channel cat, Billy White lies, all wrapped up in a gym crack fancy. Never knew Papa, never asked why. Whoa, people say Papa was a no account anyway. People say Papa was a rolling stone. I turned 20 on the walk him off freeway, headed up river in the dark alone. I've been sipped up with a stranger in a no-name town. Thanksgiving dinner at the Top Hat Lounge. Christmas Eve at the Fantasy Town. Lord have mercy on the crocodile man. Sideshow panties in a jar, beetle eye jokers, hick town princes, rhinestone newbies, rubber cigar. Wrestled me a gator up in Omaha City, done me another down in New Orleans. Tangled with the barker, ran up with the kitty, crawled the Mississippi, got away clean. Been sleeping with a stranger in a no-name town. Thanksgiving dinner at the Top Hat Lounge. Christmas Eve at the Fantasy Town. Lord have mercy on the crocodile man. Lord have mercy on the crocodile man. Inside the mirror is the temple of sin, and inside the temple is the face of Mama, and Mama, she knows where I've been. I've been sleeping with a stranger in a no-name town. Thanksgiving dinner at the Top Hat Lounge. Christmas Eve at the Fantasy Town. Lord have mercy on the crocodile man.
If Heath is out there, I think he's setting up camp. Let me tell you, he's serious about his camping. He's got all the Kodiak stuff, and he wants to make sure I don't ever say no. So I think it's more glamping. Last year when we came here, he wanted me to stay so bad at night, you know. He had all the tents set up, and we had two of our kids here. He said, no, I got it set up just perfect for you. You're going to love it in there. I got you a 6-foot mirror. Sad that you think that's what I want to attend, because I do not want to see myself when I'm tenting.
There's that.
No, I'm just kidding. Well, I'm not. There was a mirror in there. But Heath Loy, his last name is Loy. He's the son of Mr. Bob Loy. Does anybody out there know, or did you know Bob Loy? He's passed away now. But he was an amazing man, and he was filled with sunshine. He could light up any room that he walked into, and he came from Ohio, and he brought bluegrass with him, and he ended up having the first bluegrass festival here in Minnesota. It was back in the mid-70s down in Racine, Minnesota, and we just love him so much. We miss him, and of course, his primary instrument was fiddle, and my husband loves to hear a fiddle, loves it. He's in love with this guy's playing, I know that. The Methodist preacher, I mean. So on Bob's 80th birthday, Heath and his sister and I got together and we wrote a song for him. And it's called The Bluegrass Pickin' Man. And if you like fiddle tunes, keep your ears out. You're going to hear a lot of fiddle tunes in the choruses. I hope I can remember them all. And one of Bob's favorite stories was going to all these festivals, he packed very light. He just usually, you know, threw a jacket in and went to the festival. And people would ask him at 3-4 in the morning after he was done jamming, well, where are you going to stay? He said, well, we got a diesel do out back. And I said, well, what's a diesel do? He said, well, we just walk up to our car and take a look at those seats and say, well, diesel do. So if you ever wanted to find where Bob was camping, just look for the little car. All right, so Heath Loy, wherever you are, if you're setting up the Kodiak tent, God bless you, my sweet husband. This is for you. And Tony, we're going to feature you kicking this off. It's always perfect. One called the Bluegrass Pickin' Man.